This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. What do you want to do before you die? The words are written at the top of a whiteboard on USF's Tampa campus. Students approach, pick up markers, and write things like be part of a massive food fight, climb Mount Everest, and help a family that truly needs it. The board was put there by four friends from Canada who call themselves The Buried Life.
We basically made a list of things we wanted to do before we died, hit the road, tried to accomplish as many as possible, and for everything we do on our list, we help someone that we meet do something they want to do.
Ben Nempton says he and his friends never imagined what was supposed to be a two-week road trip would turn into a six-year journey and a reality TV show called The Buried Life.
We put on the list anything we could think of. Get on the cover of Rolling Stone, make a TV show, write a book. We made a TV show with MTV. We just wrote a book that's number one New York Times bestseller, and it's proof to us that you can do anything, you know?
Entry number 47 on that to-do list recently brought them to the University of South Florida.
Today we are crossing off one of our biggest list items, which is break a Guinness record.
Actually, they were setting a record in a new category. World's largest speed dating event. Guinness adjudicator Philip Robertson says the rules are very strict.
The first one is that all participants must take part in a full 3-minute discussion. They have to take part in 20 of those, and they must take part in conversations with not the same person each time. If we hear them straying from the conversation topic, which is what I want to do before I die, we will ask the individual to get back on track.
Over 300 students join the attempt, despite the fact the event takes place a few days before final exams. Christy Gerber is director of the USF Center for Student Involvement. She says there's a benefit to these kinds of fun activities.
The school's name will be out, the sort of the fun and exciting things that happen on our campus, all of that draws students in. So I think it's a great draw for our students as well as for prospective students that want to come to USF.
So the students and the men from The Buried Life sit in the hot sun for 2 hours on a Wednesday afternoon and talk about their dreams. Nempton says that's what The Buried Life is all about.
College kids are important to us because, like, that's where we were when we were confused, you know, and we're not saying, like, drop out of college and go do the things you want to do. Just don't wait till you're retired. You go to school and you do the things that you really want to do, or you choose the direction of school that you really want, not what your parents want, not what teachers think you should do. You just do it.
After the last discussion, Robertson goes over his figures one more time before approaching the mic.
I'm officially delighted to say you've achieved a new Guinness World Record.
And just like that, number 47 becomes one more item that The Buried Life and their USF friends can cross off their to-do lists. You can see video from the event on the University Beat page at our website, wusf.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.